Which one is, Mark, say, which one is the grandma and the grandpa, the dad's mom and grandpa, or the mom's mom and dad? They're both grandpas and grandmas, honey. You have two grandpas and two grandmas.
Why?
It's just that your mama's mom and dad are dead. You see? So you're missing those guys. You don't get those two grandpas.
What if they're the same age?
As mama?
And
oh, as my mom and dad? No, my mom and dad are younger.
But what if they're the same age? And they married each other. And that same age is when your father and mom is alive.
Then you're okay.
I know, but how will they decide which one is the grandpa and the grandma?
Oh, you mean if they're the same age as your mom and dad?
Yeah. How will they decide?
They won't be. They come from the baby. The children come from their mommy's tummies. That's how you tell these things. Don't you understand?
No, I mean...
Maybe Ross can explain.
Open mind.
I can explain it to you. You want me to explain it to you? Look.
What?
Who was your mama?
Mom.
Who was your dad?
You.
Okay. Now, I had a mommy, right?
Yeah, you have a mommy.
And that's Grandma Julia. Okay, that's Grandma Julia. Did you know that your grandma's name was Julia?
Yeah, I know that.
And what about Grandpa Jim?
Yeah, I know that.
Now, what's Mommy's mom's name?
Mary.
You know Mommy's mother's name?
I don't know.
Grandma K.
Grandma K.
Grandma K died just after Ross was born. Okay?
Christmas Day.
No. You knew her when you were little.
Did boys brush teeth?
Yes, they did.
Yes, we did. Wonderful.
Right, they did a very good job. Okay, now, you know your, and what was Mommy's dad's name? What was Mommy's dad's name, Mark?
What was Mommy's dad's name? Grandpa K.
No, what was Mommy's dad's name? You know what Mommy's dad's name was? Mark. Mark. Mommy's dad's name was Mark.
And then her brother's name was Mark.
There were a lot of Marks in that family.
Mark, what? Did you know you are Mark the third? There's thousands of Marks.
Isn't it true, Marcus?
Is
Mark the third?
Ross, did you know there's
now
a Mark
how many
that
people
here?
Do you know are called
Ross?
Yeah.
Ross.
What?
Did you know there's a Mark that lives in this country?
What?
Sure.
There's Ross that I mean. Mark that lives in this country.
Sure, I know that.
I know who that child comes from.
Who?
Marianne?
Is he a Mark?
Yeah, I think. Well, that person who has Mark, I think that's the one that gave us the Santa Claus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they're bad.
Okay, are you guys all straight now? About what it means to be a grandma and a grandpa?
No.
No?
But it's not hard to learn to tell.
Too tired to hear all the rest of the story?
I'm tired to hear the last part.
You're too tired to hear the last part of the story?
Yeah.
Today is September 12th, and I'm asking Mark, do you always brush your teeth before bed? Mark said, I sometimes forget, which is the nicest use of it's the first actual construction of sometimes before the verb that I've seen.
Was your father ever in the army?
My father? No, my father.
Well, my great-grandpa's was.
Let's see. My father, during the war, during the Second World War.
No, I'm not the
My
Second
father
World
worked
War.
in a factory. Worked in a factory.
It didn't get bombed, did it?
No, he worked in a factory, I think, making airplanes during the war.
He was old, wasn't he?
No.
How'd he get out of the army?
Because he was working in a factory.
And that's why?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They never asked for him to go?
Huh. Was your father in the army? Your father's father
no,
in the army?
No, he was in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. And my father wasn't old. And I didn't go into the war because I'm a Quaker and I don't believe in war. Okay?
Well, your father was a Quaker too at that time.
No, he wasn't.
Oh. Are we?
Yes, you're quick.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you want to be. If you don't want to be, if you want to be something else, that's what your decision. That's a decision you have to make. You have to decide. If you want to be a Jew, you can be a Jew. You can be a Catholic.
I want to be my own self.
That's a good idea. I think that's a very good idea.
To your own self be true.
Yeah, to your own self, okay? Don't let anybody boss you around.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a second, forget that one.
Mm-mm.
You will never let me forget it, will you? Okay.
Okay, can I have it?
My Uncle Tom, who died about 6 years ago, was in a soldier. Yes, he was a soldier in the First World War.
You mean a sailor with a tattoo?
No.
I'm pretty sure he was something in the First World War. I'm not sure if it was World War or what, but had been a soldier. He's the only one in my family that I know.
Was he World War?
Grandpa Nanasi was not a soldier. He never went to war. Okay?
Your dad?
My dad?
No, your grandpa.
My grandpa did not go.
Your great grandpa.
Did not go to the war.
Dad.
Yeah.
Not even my father went.
No.
His brother, though, I think died in the Spanish-American War. Is that right?
Cups and milk, please.
Yes, sir.
Fred, which war was it?
That's probably Spanish.
Oh, Dad. Who was the guy with the tattoo that you not knew? He was a sailor or something?
No. I knew who had a tattoo.
Yeah.
You're not talking about Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yes, we are. I just want to know who he was.
I know of a guy with a tattoo, Rob.
I know several people with tattoos.
No, but
the guys who in our driveway.
Right.
They had tattoos, and the ones who painted our house. Just about everybody who worked on the house had tattoos. That's how you can tell that they are in construction.
I think which one you're referring to.
The tattoo there, aren't
you? Which one's
the tattoo? The guy with the tattoo on his chest that you told me about.
It sounds like something serious.
No, it's something true. I can't remember what you're thinking about right now. The guy with the tattoo that I know him, but I don't know him real well.
right?
Yeah, somebody I knew. Know anybody real well with tattoos.
It's not a friend of mine or something, is it?
I thought that was in your family or something.
Let's see, somebody in my family wore a tattoo.
No,
not possible. Not possible. I think you're thinking about it, but now great grandpa, okay, was a sailor.
Deju?
Sure, Deju was a
tattoo?
Sailor. That's how, yeah, he was a sailor.
Tattoo?
It was just he just worked on boats. I mean, that's how
tattoo?
He did a couple.
He just worked on
tattoo?
Boats to get over here.
Yeah, a couple times.
Tattoo?
He went back and he came over.
Tattoo anywhere?
No.
No tattoo. Didn't believe in that. Now who else?
Hungarian sailor, is that funny?
Yeah. It was on Italian boats.
Yeah.
And let's see who else.
I know you told me about a guy with a tattoo that you met.
With a tattoo that I met.
And was a sailor.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Joey's father has a tattoo.
What?
Joey's
father. I know.
Joey's father has a tattoo.
Sailor?
No. Ask me, Daddy.
How can your mind remember what it is you want to do the next day when you go to sleep? I said, what do you mean, Mark? He said, well, you know, if you want to build a house or something the next day, how do you remember that? How do you remember it, something else the next day?
You put it in your memory bank.
Uh-huh. And what happens if somebody comes and steals something from
you? You see, it's like if you forget it,
mm-hmm.
then it's like you have the key. And some little guy comes, steals the key, goes through a maze, say, like,
mm-hmm.
and unlocks the bank, takes out the idea, and closes the... And steals it, closes it back up again.
Well,
and then you have to search for the key, unlock the memory bank, and see if it's still there.
Well, who's that rotten guy who's doing the stealing?
The robber.
Well, you have a robber in your mind, do you?
Yeah, there's a little guy. If you forget something,
mm-hmm.
it's like the little guy comes and steals the idea.
Is that
what
right, Mark?
Little guy?
In your brain.
It's like a little robber.
Mm-hmm. Little robber in your brain. Do you think that's true, that little men inside your brain?
No, but it's sort of like that.
Kind of like that. They're called ideas. Do you know about ideas? Do you know what an idea is?
It's like, yeah.
What is it?
It's like when you sort things out and you need to do something for it, or you just come up with something like, say, you're just curious about this problem.
Mm-hmm.
About Mr. Kool-Aid Man.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious to see what his eyes look like,
mm-hmm.
for no good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Mom. So when the last time we went shopping, I looked at a can of Kool-Aid and I saw his eyes.
Okay, now this one, Mark's going to answer this question, okay? Mark?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what wipes out your memory and your bank? It's sort of like, but in my brain, I just blended this thing in inside the words.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like, some robber throws a sword,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't find a key,
mm-hmm.
but he still got to the memory bank, and he missed,
mm-hmm.
and then he throws it again, he missed,
mm-hmm.
and then he throws it, and he got it off,
mm-hmm.
cut it off,
mm-hmm.
and then he steals a memory.
A memory. What is it? Is a memory an idea?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I hope that you don't lose any memories of tonight, okay?
Why?
Because that's what Ross says, the memory man, memory stealer might come in the middle of the night and steal an idea. So you shut your ideas real tight, okay? Shut all the ideas in there real tight, okay? Now in the morning, how are you going to remember where the key is?
You have it up there hidden in your brain.
When you wake up, how do you remember where you are?
You have...
Let Mark answer this one. Mark, how do you remember where you are when you wake up?
You have a memory bank, but if he steals the real important thing, the dead meat, like the important thing, the words to where you are,
and the words to. Okay, very good, boys.
To where we're going, and then you forget all those things. Where we're going someday, where we are, or you don't even know if you're in your bed.
Okay, now it's Ross's turn. Go ahead, Ross.
Well, the way, in the morning, the way you know where you are is you look at the place where you are, and if you know where it is, you know where you are, but if you don't know where it is, you don't know where you are.
How do you remember where it is?
It's hooked up into that bank.
It's hooked up. You're all ready to go, right? Mm-hmm. You're all ready to go. Yeah, I think you're right. Okay. Good night, boys. You're welcome. Good night. Good night. What's the real part? Not those little men and everything, but the real part, without the swords. And I said, it's the memory, Mark.
Yeah, it just floats in thin air.
What floats in thin air?
Or just poops.
What does?
What? The way your memory bank really happens, if you haven't memorized something really well, then it'll just bust out of the memory bank and float away.
Or rot. It can go rot.
Yeah, it can go bad and spoiled.
Bad and spoiled, yeah.
Or it could magically poof away.
It poofs. It kind of poofs. Okay, now I want everybody to sleep now.
Or maybe dissolve.
No, I want...
Pretend like it's a cloud.
Ross and I were talking about a great big spider web that was in the bushes, and I was telling him that it was really an apartment building for spiders, and that there were thousands and thousands of spiders in that bush, and that 20 stories high, and anyway, when they begin to hatch, we'll be inundated. And Ross said, yeah, we'll be flooded. Anyway, that shows that he understands both meanings of both words. And then tonight, we were coming home from the movie, and I noticed that, well, I had left on one light, but another light was now on. It was Brian's room, computer room light was on. And I said, oh, Daddy's home. And Ross said, yeah, either that or some burglar settled into his evening chair.
I thought we ought to get dressed, ready for bed, and stuff. And I said, I got my bed clothes on. And he said, some bed clothes. They don't look like any. I just had shorts on and a shirt. You think it looks like bed clothes? Well, what do you think I ought to wear for bed clothes?
Something like children wear.
Something cute?
Except a little bit big.
Bigger?
Yeah.
I could wear your things.
No way. They're too little.
Okay.
They'd have to be bigger if you would wear them.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, come on, let's get moving.
Dad.
Yes, love.
Some people, you better not be one of those people who do some stuff to me.
What do they do to you?
Say to them, why you little.
You say that to somebody?
Yeah.
Who'd you say that to?
People who don't real bad like.
Some people you don't like?
And some kids I don't like.
Who is that? Who don't you like?
But sometimes...
Rotten kids?
I just do it for a joke.
Mm-hmm. Rotten kids, you mean?
But some other times I do it because I'm mad at them.
You don't hurt other kids, do you?
No. Right. I just say something at them.
Okay, you're going to be my little darling now? Are you daddy's little darling?
And if they hit me, I tell, if there's anybody around, I tell them. Wait, I want to do it myself.
Sorry. I wonder who ripped this chair. I wonder how this happened. Do you know how this happened, Mark, right here? It's terrible what happened to him. Okay, Mark, we have to sit down and do work.
Yeah, but
I can help. I can help. You're not letting me help. Why is 4 inches?
Because you might get mixed up with that one.
Sure, you could mess that one up.
Mark,
you could mess up 5 if you wanted to, Mark. And 6, and 7, and 9. Can't mess up 10.
You can do 1 when, if you want to do it. You don't even have to know, because it's easy.
Just
a line.
I know, but that's the only one that's easy.
Yeah, it's
the rest are not.
It's the easiest one I found out.
You found that out?
Dad.
Which is your other favorite number?
Dad, when you say a number that you can get tricked with, a tricky number, when you say a tricky number, I put it in that pile. When you say a not tricky number, I put it in that pile.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you keep the cards.
Okay.
Oh, and spread them out.
Okay.
So you can choose.
You put them in the order. I want you to put them in the right order first. I want you to put the cards in long,